Chapter 41. Crystal Valley Pumping Station, Nam Chirios.
In 50 meters of lateral travel, the natural tunnel descended 10 meters of depth and then gave way to ancient tunnel works chipped and burned out from living stone. The walls became square and rough, still bearing scars of high-intensity burners and even metal picks from centuries earlier. And now, Ben could smell water, a rare scent on Nam Chirios. The tunnel here leveled off, with unlit side passages. Overhead glow rod fixtures continued only along the main tunnel. A few meters onward, and Ben could hear the distant thrumming of machinery from ahead. A sign on a metal door to the side read, "Emergency Shelter. Opening door activates alarm." Yet the door was open. Luke and Ben peered in. Inside, on benches, all across the permacrete floors, lay old-timers, men and women. Many of them curled up in fetal positions. Their eyes were half open and fixed. Also fixed were the expressions of misery and despair on their faces. Ben recognized the Theran listeners who had been at the healing hall when Luke had learned the nemotherapy technique. And then he recognized one other, lying face up on the farthest bench, looking as though she were trapped in a dream of apocalypse and horror, was Sel. Ben winced and glanced at his father. He kept his voice a whisper.
"Suffering to benefit Abeloth. Should we try to break them out of it?"
Luke shook his head. "They'd still be under her control. They'd alert her and attack us, delay us. How many of them do you want to injure or kill?"
"None."
"Still, this is good news. It proves we're close." Another 40 meters, and the tunnel opened into a rectangular artificial chamber. It was around 100 meters in length and 50 in width, large enough to comfortably hold an oval running track. The entire length of it on the left side was dominated by machinery 2 stories in height. The top story, metal tube works and pistons attached to rotating cams the size of airspeeders, clanked dully, as it probably had for centuries, doing the vital job of drawing water to the planet's surface. The lower story seemed to be made up entirely of enclosed tanks for holding water. Immediately before Ben, Luke, and Vistara, a permacrete platform led to catwalks along the machinery to the left and to permacrete stairs leading down to the tank level below. Directly ahead was open air. Here, at least, was a sense of openness, countering the claustrophobia of the tunnels. Glow rod arrays overhead made the chamber bright, and there were large potted plants tucked in between the water tanks and at points along the walls. And there were the bodies on the floor below. Scores of them. More old-timers, doubtless Theran listeners, all of them alive. All of them suffering. There was one among them who was not lying down. A young man, energetic. He wore Jedi robes as he strolled among the bodies, carefully stepping among them. Perhaps sensing the new arrival's eyes upon him, he looked up at them. It was Valen Horn. His tone was polite enough.
"Master Skywalker."
"Jedi Horn." Luke took the permacrete stairs down.
"So sorry you made it here."
"I'm not. It's given me the opportunity to learn many things.
To understand what has happened to you."
Ben and Vistara followed Luke down. Ben gave Valen a dubious look.
"What has happened to us?"
Valen nodded.
"You're not to blame for what's happened. You're not even imposters, exactly. You've simply been compromised, invaded by an alien intelligence that cuts you off from the true Force. Fortunately, you can be cured, as Gisela and I were, as all these poor unfortunates are in the process of being cured.